Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Oh, good morning. Wow. That good microphone morning. Right there, Dr. Mixon.
That's right.
We've been talking back and forth in the studio, kind of catching up. I was on vacation all week. Oh, flew in last night. And, you know, most people coming from warm, hot weather would go, oh, it's cold and yucky. But no, I smelled that crisp, cool air and I'm home. I love this time of year. And I'm sure, Dr. Mixon, you had quite an exciting week with all of the election results. Want to chime in on some of your thoughts there?
No, most of my thoughts are not fit for radio in a public setting. actually, this week has been a little different for me. I had surgery on Monday.
You did.
I did. I had some screws removed from my left hip.
That's right.
20-some years ago, I was, as usual, doing something foolish. I was skiing down a glacier, going pell-mell for leather, and looking.
Oh, my.
I turned to look behind me to see if the other guys were catching me or not, and fell. Broke my left hip, subcapital fracture, and basically sheared the ball off the hip. And so they put three screws in to hold it in place while it healed. It healed just fine, no big deal. But through the ensuing 2+ decades, the screws have started backing out.
Oh.
And they're now sticking out about 1/2 inch out of the bone.
Ooh.
So that they're snagging on muscles and fascia when I walk or sit or move.
And you can feel that.
Oh, God, does it hurt. Yeah. No. It was just, you know, well, I mean, those big screw heads were ripping, you know, in the muscle and the fascia.
Muscles.
Yeah. So I said, you know, it's time to get those little suckers out. So I went in and had them taken out on Monday. So I am healing up this week. So walking a little slower.
Okay.
Not running. I'm walking 2 or 3 miles each morning and another couple, 2 or 3 in the evening. So, you know, I'm getting 5 or 6 miles in. I'm just doing it at a walk instead of a run is all.
Okay. But taking a little bit longer.
Taking a little slower, but getting there.
So what did they put instead when they took
Nothing.
The screws out?
I mean, the bone is healed.
It's all healed.
It's been healed for 20 years.
Why didn't they take them out sooner? They just didn't need to.
It wasn't
bothering
causing
you.
Any grief.
They were,
you know, not bothering anything. And so why mess with another
there
surgery?
You go. Yes.
But now when they start causing me grief, it's time to take them out.
Okay.
So but right now, I've got an incision and it goes down through the, you know, through the skin and the sub-Q tissues and the fatty and then down splits the muscle and goes into the joint and it's left me with 3 big holes in the bone where the screws came out.
Wow.
They were great big screws.
And a cool scar.
Well, they use the old scar from when they put the screws in.
Oh, man.
So I got the same scar. This is just a little fresh addition in the scar. But, yeah, it's a little tender.
Okay.
But, you know, it'll heal another week or two.
And what was the fancy name for that extraction of the screws in your hip?
Beats the hell out of me.
You know, I always like the big words. He had he had a screwectomy.
Yeah, I had a few screws loose.
Screwectomy of his right fascia something rather. So, oh.
Yeah, just hardware removals, what it said on the surgical report. So.
Very good. So you won't ding when you go through those airports.
No. I still ding because I got shrapnel scattered here and there. So
lots of shrapnel.
I got metal scattered everywhere from my more adventurous soldier days.
There you go. That's right.
So I'm always getting patted down and wanded at the airports. But, you know, that's the price you pay.
Okay. So. Okay. This is a medical program, Leading Edge Medicine. We invite your phone calls. We would love to have you be the first one on the line this morning. 800-465-8770. That's the number to get through this morning. 800-465-8770 with your calls. Maybe you even want to call and talk about Veterans Day yesterday. Mm-hmm. Saw a lot of vets, thanked as many as I could.
Good for you.
Thank you, Dr. Mixon, for your service. I know you have a lot of memories and stories in that big brain.
Yeah.
Of serving. And you probably got reminded of that when you had those screws removed. Although that wasn't service.
That was recreation.
That's right. That wasn't jumping out of the helicopter onto the glacier that time. So
I actually reared the helicopter up and then I got out sedately and put on my
skis.
My skis, yes.
Dangling on the side. I can just see it now. Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Okay. So medical news. Anything big happen with medical, or was it just all political this week?
Well, you know, the medical is fairly quiet. We've still got our triple, quote, epidemic going on.
Oh, boy.
The White House has decided to extend the emergency, the COVID emergency, now till mid-January. So even though, you know, hospitals are not full and COVID has mutated into a much less serious condition, we still have a, quote, emergency going on.
Still an emergency.
I think they want to keep us in an emergency state the rest of our lives.
Yeah, because they can.
It gives them more power. It gives them,
yes, more power.
Sure. You know, politicians and power. And the power attracts money, and they all get rich because they are powerful. And people that, you know, want rent seeking from the government seek out politicians. That's the way it works.
And the three they're concerned about are COVID, RSV,
and influenza.
Okay.
And you know, all three are up as they are every fall. But it's not a big deal, and we don't really have any massive flood of infections of any of the three.
Yeah, we don't really hear about them, except for the last couple of years with COVID. And it's like RSV. Oh, yeah, I remember
that. It's been around. Yeah. But, you know, it's mostly a small child's issue, and most of us had our RSV infections as kids.
Oh, is that usually it?
Yeah, and it doesn't usually bother us much as an adult. If we get reinfected, they're very mild infections. Kind of like COVID, you know, the first one is the worst, and after that, they usually tend to be pretty mild. Influenza, you know, not necessarily so. That one can be nasty each time you get it. Mm. But, you know, these are all RNA viruses, and that's just the way they work. We do not develop permanent immunity to RNA viruses.
Okay.
It's just not possible, so.
The ones that we do get pretty permanent are the ones that we had the shots way back in the day when we were kids, right?
Yeah,
polio shots.
But even that is not 100%.
Okay.
As you age, your immune system becomes less and less competent.
Okay.
And so what gave you real protection in your 20s and 30s and 40s is going to give you less protection in your 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it's just part of the decline associated with aging. So, you know, the trick is the older you get, the more important it is to renew your immunizations from time to time.
Okay. All right. And it's okay to get that flu shot with the COVID booster if you're doing that.
You can get your flu shot with your COVID booster. One in each arm if you feel like it.
There you go. I know a lot of people were concerned. Can I get them both, or is COVID good enough?
Yeah. I went and got the flu. I didn't get the COVID.
Okay.
So, and the COVID, I'm just waiting to see, you know, is this, if we get a big surge again, which we don't know. Usually you would expect us to in the winter when everything closes up and we're, you know, in our heated homes again. If it turns out to be a significant pathogen for people in our age group, then I'll probably go get the the vaccine. But right now, most of the COVID we're seeing, except in the morbidly obese and the very fragile elderly, is a very mild illness. And so I don't see any reason to go get another vaccine to protect me against what's effectively a cold in my demographic.
There you go.
So.
All right. Okay, call Dr. Mixon. You've got questions. Maybe you tried to get through last week or you were thinking about a question. Oh, I'm not gonna. You know what? Phone lines are wide open for you right now, and we would love to talk with you. Dr. Mixon is here. 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Dr. Mixon, I'm looking at the calendar, and we've got like 7 weeks left of this year. Weren't we just ringing in the new year?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Seems like
2022.
It. Yeah. But it's been an interesting year. Mm-hmm. You know, we've spent most of the year in effectively a recession. And from what the economists are telling us, next year is going to be worse. Mm. You know, the hope was we'd get a little pop from this election. You know, that if some competent people got a big red wave, that there'd be a rise and people would be optimistic for a while. But the reality is they've dumped $7 trillion into the economy without increasing productivity by $7 trillion. Mm. If productivity goes up by the same amount that the money supply has increased, you don't get inflation. But when you get more money for the same productivity, you get massive inflation.
Okay.
And that $7 trillion is still trickling into the economy. And, you know, the interest raises by the Fed are designed to make companies slow down and start firing people. Mm. And so they're trying to slow the economy. That combination of money trickling in with a slower economy is going to give us another rather significant recession in the coming year. So, you know, what can you do? Batten down the hatches. Don't be foolish with your money. Be careful with your investments. You know? And for goodness sake, stay healthy.
There you go. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, if you're not healthy, you can't be productive.
Okay. And we're talking about your health concerns, something that you may be facing, maybe a recent diagnosis, perhaps something that a family member or a friend or loved one is dealing with. You don't quite understand it, not really sure. Is there something else we can do? A lot of folks will call you, Dr. Mixon, and give you the diagnosis of something recent. And because they only had a few minutes with their doctor, their primary care doctor, they don't really understand what's going on. They know they have this and they're supposed to take this and it should do something, but they don't know what.
And so they don't know why.
And they don't know why or why they have this or is there anything else. And that's why we have you here talking.
Well, and that's why our doctors spend an hour with every visit, is to educate the patients about what's going on. You know, they don't just do things because the doctor said to do them. You should understand what's going on with your body. You should understand why the doctor wants you to do the things they want you to do. And if the doctor doesn't take the time to explain it, well, you need a different doctor.
Yes.
And so, you know, and I want as many people as possible to come to longevity and get longevity.
That's right. I love it when we'll get callers for the program and you know who you are, because the first thing they do is, hi, Dr. Mixon, I'm a patient at longevity. I've been a patient for, and I love it when they say over 20 years or over 10 years or even the new patients that say I've been there for 6 months to a year and I can already see a difference and I'm feeling so much better. That's
what
goal.
That's the goal. And of course, what we're looking at now is can we improve the quality of your life? Can we make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier? Those are the critical five. Mm-hmm. So if we can accomplish those five, your life gets to be a lot better. It's more worth living when you are strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy. Then the question is, can we actually make you live longer? And that's always been a question mark, because my guesstimate has always been probably, you know, if you've got better heart, better lung, better bones, better function all the way around, you don't have the things such as obesity, that trigger the heart attacks and the strokes and the dementia and the things that take you off this world. We think he'll probably live longer.
Okay.
But we've now coming into the area in which we're getting to the point we're pretty sure we can make people live longer. The hormone therapies are a great start. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could put every listener on this radio on a comprehensive hormone supplementation program where we give them everything they need.
All right. Well, let's talk about hormones.
No, I'm going to talk about beyond hormones.
Let's talk beyond hormones right. with Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio and your questions. We're going to find out why hormones are so important, not just when you were a kid or trying to have kids in your younger years, but why in your older years as you're aging, beyond hormones are important as well. You can get a hold of us here in the studio. We are live, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Be our first caller. We would love to talk with you. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Mixon in just a moment. Stay right there.
I had gone to my doctor, and I found out I had osteoporosis. She wanted me to go on the traditional female hormones. And then I heard Dr. Mixon on the radio. Then I realized there were really good options that were different, and I didn't have to take the traditional route. Within 3 months of being a patient at Longevity, I had my energy back. I could feel happy again.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
The moment that you speak. And we want to make you feel so young. We want you to feel just like that.
That's right.
Dr. Jerry Mixon here. I'm Lynette, and we're taking your phone calls. We've got some phone calls on the line. But first, we're going to touch on what you said, beyond hormones?
Beyond hormones.
Yeah, beyond hormones.
There are several things that we're trying to do at Longevity now with some folks. There is the senescent cell therapy. You know, senescence just means old and weak, basically.
Okay.
And every cell in your body is designed to do its job for a specific period of time, and then it wears out, and it's supposed to undergo autophagocytic changes. It basically gets chewed up, taken apart, and the pieces reassembled for the next cell. Some cells reach the end of their lifespan and don't undergo autophagy. Mm. Instead, they become senescent. They change their shape. They change their molecular structure in many ways, and they actually become anti-growth. They don't want to try to grow anymore because they'll die. They become what Pete Talbot used to refer to as the zombie cells.
Oh, that's right.
The living dead cells.
And that's about right.
Those living dead cells actually inhibit the growth and repair of healthy cells. Mm. And the more of those you build up as you age, the slower the healthy cells in your body function, the less they're able to repair and replace themselves. And two different things are going on there to make that bad. One, our immune system is getting old, as I referred to before. A young person's immune system will find and destroy your senescent cells in an average of about a day and a half. So a senescent cell is triggered. It releases chemicals into the bloodstream. Your immune system picks up on that, sends out phagocytes to destroy that senescent cell. So they don't live long in young people. So we get rid of them. As we're older, our immune system becomes less and less adept at recognizing and less energetic in finding and destroying those cells. So instead of living an average of about a day and a half, they live about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Which means you get a much, much bigger load of them built up. The other problem is that young people make senescent cells, but they don't make them too fast. But older people make a lot more senescent cells. So the fact that you're making them at a significant multiple as fast and they're staying around much longer means that the older you get, the less able you are to heal and repair and undo the damage of aging.
Mm, okay.
And so one of the important things we're doing now with many of our patients is we're going in and treating you to reduce the load of those senescent cells. And we can knock the load down by about 2/3 within about 3 weeks. So that's a big help.
That's big, yes.
The other thing that's going on, though, is that the stem cells that grow into the new tissue, that cause you to replace those cells, the new brain cells, the kidney cells, the eye cells, the skin cells, the heart cells, etc., those stem cells are becoming less active. You get fewer stem cells, and the stem cells you got are less robust because they're also aging and changing with age. Mm. So we need something to stimulate the growth and replication of the stem cells that in turn grow the rest of our tissues. And we've now got a drug that we think does that pretty efficiently, actually increases stem cell production in the human body. We don't know how long it will extend the lifespan of humans yet. We know that in the animal studies, we can extend lifespan up to 50%.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's huge.
Anywhere from 6% up to 50%, and it's dose-related. The higher the dose, the longer the animals live.
Hmm.
So, you know, the early studies were done with small doses, and we got 10, 12% increases in lifespan. And as they start ratcheting up the doses, they're finding the longer the higher the dose, the longer the animals live.
Mm, that's
now,
good.
That's hard to translate to humans, although we got it with dogs, which is the highest animal that's been done on so far in the lab. But anything from fruit flies to worms to mice to rats to dogs, we can increase the lifespan and improve heart function, lung function, kidney function, brain function. We make them better all the way around by decreasing the senescent cell load and increasing their stem cell production.
Okay.
Which is really neat. Now, we humans live so long. If you give it to a 60-year-old, say, and you know they're going to live another 20 years anyway, and they might live another 30 years. So how long are you going to have to do your study before we know how long you've extended the lifespan? If you're going to extend the lifespan, let's just pick a number out of thin air. Let's say we extend the lifespan by 20%. Well, that's an extra 20 years on a 100-year lifespan. So if instead of living 80 years, we have to wait until they've lived 100 years or 110 or 120, no studies have run that long.
That's right.
So all we can do is look at the interim markers. You know, is their cholesterol improving? Is their blood sugar going down? Is their body fat decreasing? Those sorts of things. Mm. And those things are happening.
Okay.
So we see the markers along the way that indicate that the same things that we happen in the animals seem to be happening in people.
Okay.
We just don't have that final marker of lifespan, and we won't have for another 30 or 40 years.
Right, right. Okay. Well, I love that dogs could live longer, cats, humans, but the rats and the worms,
mice,
not. Yeah. Mm. Hey, let's go to the phones. We've got some phone calls. Yes, they're lighting up like crazy. Good morning. Here is the number to get through for you, 800-465-8770, to talk with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Leading Edge Medicine. Okay, we have Fran calling in from Seattle. Good morning, Fran.
Hello, Fran.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help?
Dr. Nixon. Good morning. I had an assault and I had a fall and I had a couple injuries from that. My arm and my back and my neck is healed, but my foot, I've been having ongoing issues with my foot where there's this constant stinging. I have an open sore on my ankle, and it doesn't seem to be healing. I put antibiotic cream on it. I wash it with soap and water every day. I put Band-Aids on it. And also, I have this constant stinging. And it, believe it or not, it goes away when I'm up walking around, but when sitting down and or laying down at night, it just comes on like gangbusters. It's really difficult to sleep. And this has been going on for almost a year.
How old are you?
I'm 65.
Okay. So you're postmenopausal. which is part of why your skin is healing so slowly. estrogen is a potent healing agent for skin. It's interesting. Testosterone, the anabolic hormones, are best for the deep tissues. If you're trying to heal muscle, ligament, tendon, bone, testosterone is a way to go. Healing skin, testosterone actually adds increased scar tissue, but estrogen promotes healing beautifully in skin. And older women heal much, much slower and less effectively than young women with their high estrogen load. So one of the things I have often done with men and women that have a wound that just doesn't want to heal very well is a little transdermal estrogen cream. I have the compounding pharmacist makeup, and I have been gratified to see dramatic healing in an awful lot of people, both male and female. I've had some of the guys that have had sternal splits where they open the chest to do a coronary bypass surgery and stuff where you can't even find the scar.
Wow.
After,
oh,
after
wow,
they're
amazing.
Healed up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, what about on the inside, the constant stinging?
Yeah, well,
it feels like
you're
more nerves.
Yeah, you're developing a neuropathy is what you're describing. And that's either nerve irritation from the wound. You know, the nerve starts up in your head, runs down through your spinal cord, comes out the spinal cord, goes down the leg, and then all the way to your, out to your toes as far as that. And anything that irritates that nerve on the way down can cause neurologic symptoms. So you've got some trauma somewhere up above where you're feeling that nerve issue, and it's irritating the nerve. What we need to do is try to get you to heal. And you know, we need to do two things. One is, obviously, we want to get the growth factors going again so that you heal and repair your damage. And the other is to decrease the inflammation. So, I mean, obviously, I can't see your wound. I'm the guy on the radio. So I can talk in generalities. All right. I'm not your doctor. I can't, you know, I can't examine this and say, here's where I want to go with it. But there are some things, you know, that occur to me. And one of them it would be to do some lab work to find out, you know, just how much that 60-some years has impacted your overall health and healing and repair and restore your
is that
anabolic
hormone.
Something
they do at longevity?
It is something we do at longevity.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And then okay, raise
well,
all
not,
of...
I'm not a patient yet, but I listen uh-huh. to your show every week.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, there's a good chance we can give you some help.
Yes.
Okay. But we wouldn't okay, just well, be thanks. Looking at that wound. Our question is, can we make your whole body better? You know, can we
yeah.
make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, okay. sexier, and generally healthier? And I want you to heal like a younger woman. I don't want you to heal like the old lady that you're doing right now. You know, this wound that has been around for a year is just unacceptable.
That's right.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate
yes.
that. Well, we'll definitely make an appointment.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Fran. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Okay. God bless both of you.
Bye-bye.
And happy
thank you, Fran.
Early.
Yes, okay, I love you. That.
You know, I'm going to throw in a little. I had surgery last Monday. Okay. They made about a 2.5 to 3 inch incision. They went down through the skin, through the muscle, through the fascia, to the opened the bursa, you know, put the screwdrivers in, backed out, left me with holes in the bones, sewed everything up all the way up to the. Okay. That was done Sunday or Monday afternoon. Tuesday morning, I got up and walked 2 miles. Okay. Now they had asked me, do you want crutches or a cane? And I said, neither.
Neither one. Okay. I'm
yeah,
serious about this.
I carry the anabolic hormone load of a 25-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm 75, I am not going to repair like a 75-year-old. You know, I'm out every day. I'm not running quite yet. I'll give it another week or two before I start running. But the fact is, if you have the anabolic hormone load of a young person, you heal much closer to the pattern of a young person. Old people heal badly. Young people heal well. Why not heal like young people?
There you go.
Strikes me as a sensible thing to do.
I think so. I'm going to give you that phone number.
Can I ask you one question about the cream?
Sure.
Where can I get that cream? Is that something
The doctor has to write the prescription. The compounding pharmacist has to make it for you.
Yeah, not an over-the-counter type thing.
It's nothing over-the-counter.
And what is it called?
Well, it would be a transdermal cream, probably a hypoallergenic base with somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 10 milligrams of estradiol per gram, that sort of area.
Depending on what your body needs, right,
Dr.
Mixon?
What you as an individual are going to need, yeah. These are custom compounded. They're made just for you.
Yes. Fran, do you want to hang on just a second here? Okay. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And Leroy and Tony, we're going to talk with you next. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Stay right there.
This is Carolyn. In our 60s, my husband and I were struggling with libido. And I've always called him Dudley Do-Right because he's such a good guy. But since longevity, now I'm calling him Studley Do-Right.
Welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. We are here until 10 o'clock this morning taking your phone calls, and we're going to get to all of them in just a moment. Here is that number to get in the queue, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770 to talk to Dr. Jerry Mixon. And we're finishing up here with Fran. Quick question, where does she get the estradiol
The doctor at Longevity Medical Clinic.
Yes.
Will write the prescription. Uh-huh. The compounding pharmacist will make it and send it to her door.
And exactly the kind she needs for her body and what she's going through, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Is that helpful for you, Fran? It's just another reason to get in here to Longevity.
I'll make an appointment today. Thank you.
That's a good one. Okay.
Bye-bye.
And here's that phone number if you're listening. And Fran, the phone number for you, 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. You can even go online to lmclinic.com. And that's lmclinic.com. That free health analysis appointment is what you need to do to get in the door. The two tests, the blood test, the in-body test, see what's going on in your body. And then to get that bigger panel test, which does cost. You can find out all about those hormones, what you're lacking, what you're needing, thyroid, all sorts of information, and get the information that you need to find out what you're at risk for down the road. Here's that number again, 866-86-YOUNG, or go online to lmclinic.com. All right, we're going to take another phone call. We have Leroy on the line. Hi there, Leroy. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How can we help?
I'm interested in longevity memory and how it differs from the regular longevity program and how it is similar in some respects and how does it progress if you become a memory patient?
Okay. Well, actually, it is just an extension of what we do for everyone else. We start with our basic program, which is, you know, to look at your inflammatory markers, your risk factors, your genetics, your hormone balancing, and so on. And we want to move all those back to the most beneficial place we possibly can. And then what we did was we took the program from the Buck Institute that has probably thus far been the most successful program for repairing the early stage Alzheimer's or the age-related cognitive decline process. And so we have a specialized supplement that we put everything in there that the folks at the Buck Institute were using in their study. So it's a pretty heavy load of vitamins, minerals, and supplements to help support memory. And then we want to try to trigger the repair and growth of your own neurologic tissues. And that means to start, we do want to suppress your senescent cells. So you would be probably one of our senescent cell patients, because that will help allow your own brain cells to heal and repair more effectively. We may, again, depending on your individual situation, go to something like some rapamycin to try to kick repair of your own hippocampus, growing those cells. The hippocampus is the one area in the brain that we know for sure continues to grow new cells all the way through old age. In some people, it shrinks rather dramatically. In other people, we can get it growing again. But that's a part of the brain that's involved in memory. And so when we're trying to get memory issues up, that hippocampus is of critical importance to us. So one of the things I want to do is send you for an MRI. I want to get a measurement of that hippocampus area, the amygdala and the hippocampus, see what their size is now, put you on an aggressive program, and check it again in a year and see if we're getting some growth. We also start by doing the Cambridge brain studies on you, and we measure your own brain function, memory, short and long-term memory, spatial processing, verbal skills, and so on, and see where you are in the beginning, and then we repeat it a year up the road. And the hope is that we can document in a good aggressive year getting your brain areas associated with memory to get larger, and that functionally your memory will improve. That's what we're after. Is it always successful? No. Nothing done to or by human beings is perfect. This is just the best thing we've got right now. Does that answer your question?
So the financially, there's a little more involved in the regular program then.
The senescent cells, we don't charge extra for the senescent cell therapy. You got a few hundred dollars a year in prescription cost. So there's a few hundred dollars to the pharmacies. That none of that flows to us. If we're gonna do the volumetric MRIs on your brain, and if we have a diagnosis of cognitive decline, we can probably get Medicare to pick up a significant part of that cost. Once more, those are bills that come to you from the imaging people, not from us. But no, our costs are the same. We don't charge any extra.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Leroy.
Same process of getting started with us. You know, yeah, folks seem to think that we charge by the procedure. Our goal is to make each individual as good as they can possibly be. And what we do for any individual is what that individual needs. Mm-hmm. And we have a global fee for that, so we're not charging extra for it.
Very good. All right, thank you for your call, Leroy. Here's that number to get through to talk to Dr. Jerry Mixon. It's 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We're headed to Tacoma now. We have Tony on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Mixon. And thank you for your program and being there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. I enjoy it.
Well, it's pretty obvious. But I've been a patient of yours in Tacoma for 9 years, and I did take a sabbatical for 1 year after my wife passed away. But when I started your program, I had no problem with ED, but of course, over the years now, I've developed ED. And uh-huh. I'm calling to find out about the Viasure, if uh-huh. that is a viable treatment for ED.
Yes, it is. Again, like I always say, nothing done to or by human beings is perfect. But it gets a good result in a significant number of people, not in everybody. And you don't always know in advance who it's going to work well on or not. But, let me ask you a couple other questions. Okay. Have they put you on a PDE5 inhibitor, something like tadalafil?
No.
All right. That would be the first step. And I would probably do that along with the Viasure. You know, tadalafil is a fascinating drug. It is one that I am putting virtually every man over 50 and most women on these days. It was designed as an ED drug, but it turns out it lowers the risk of heart attacks. It improves brain function. It improves blood flow, lowers blood pressure, decreases the rate at which cancers tend to spread. And even cuts your risk of prostate cancer in half. Mm-hmm. So I don't see any real reasons not to do it, especially since most men are going to get better erectile function on the tadalafil alone. And then when you couple it with the Viasure, most guys get a very, very good response.
Okay. Well, I'm a year older than you are.
Okay.
So it's probably a natural thing that, you know, the body goes through anyways at that age.
Yeah, it does. So, the reality is at 50, 50% of men have some degree of erectile dysfunction. And by their mid-70s, it's 75% of men. So, yes, it is an age-related phenomenon. But it's not necessarily something that you have to put up with. Okay. And since I am married to a woman 30 years my junior, I certainly would not want to put up with it. So I think there are things we can do. And, you know, since you're only my age, I think you damn well better do them.
There we go.
So.
Well, I did lose my wife almost 3 years ago, so mm-hmm. I have nobody to write to. But I have a new friend in my life, and she's only 36 years old. But she's an Orthodox Jew, so I don't have to really worry too much.
All right. But nevertheless, sooner or later, if this relationship develops, grown-up things are going to happen, and you'd like to be prepared for it if and when it happens.
Right on, Doctor. Okay.
Okay. All right. Take care, sir.
Thank you for your call,
Doctor.
Tony.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here, but we'll be back with more of your calls. Ellen, we'll talk with you next, and phone lines are open. 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We would love to talk to you next on Leading Edge Medicine. Stay right there.
You hear all the time about fitness and doing exercise. Where do you get the energy to start your exercise program? With Longevity, I was able to start my exercise program, and that parlayed into more energy, of which I ended up going from 220 pounds to about 180 pounds in about 2 years. And that has changed my life. And that's why I tell everyone I know about Longevity.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring.
Ooh-ah.
It's too wonderful.
Ooh-ah.
It's too beautiful.
Ooh-ah.
It's a fantastic thing. Are you really, really mine?
Really,
and welcome
really
back.
Mine.
Yes.
Leading Edge Medicine.
We are yours. For the next couple of hours, we're yours.
There you go. Yes, we are yours, and we love talking with you. You calling in is what makes the show so fun, and all of those different questions. We get a variety every single week, and I love that.
This is where my decades as a country doctor come in. You know?
Yes.
As a country doc, I never knew what was in the next room.
That's right.
It was this problem, that problem, another problem. You know, now with essentially an anti-aging, we're still getting some variety simply because aging impacts so many different parts of your life. that, you know, we're still kind of bouncing from issue to issue, but the underlying problem is the same.
Yes.
They're getting older, weaker, slower, fatter, dumber, sexless, and we're trying to turn that around. So, but we then have to pay particular attention on each person to how that issue is manifesting itself in this person's life this week.
Okay.
So.
And that's why you're here.
Yep.
Taking the phone calls, answering the questions. And if you have a question, we would love to talk to you. Phone lines are wide open right now. 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. And we have room for you. Right now, taking a phone call from Ellen in Seattle.
Hello.
Hi there, Ellen. Good morning.
Yes, my question is, I've had herpes of the eye twice due to some surgical procedures.
Uh-huh.
Do I need to still get the shingle shot?
I would.
Or am I immune?
If you've had it twice, it tells me the first one didn't get you immune. You know, I'd go ahead and do the shingle shot once you're cleared up. It's just a shot, for goodness sakes. You know, yes, it stings. Some of these vaccines sting a lot and some sting a little. This one stings a lot. And it is a little pricey. But, you know, to avoid shingles, herpetic infections, I'd do what I could.
Okay, so even though have I had the same variety then, because I've had it of the eye?
Well, shingles, you know, shingles is basically the same old chickenpox virus. That you had when you were a kid, and
right,
you never really got rid of it. It's that it's the identical virus. It's been in your body all these years, sitting in your nerve roots and just waiting for your immune system to get weak enough so it can flare up again.
Mm.
So you never really get rid of it. It's still there.
Okay.
And as we age and our immune response becomes less and less competent, eventually, in a large number of older people, that virus flares up again in a nerve root.
And another question, is peripheral neuropathy treatable?
Yes, and yes, no, and maybe. It depends. peripheral neuropathy is a description of where you're having a nerve problem. Okay. So neuropathy just means the nerves are not functioning well. Something has happened to them. And they can be dysfunctional because of diabetes, because of mechanical injuries, because they're being pinched up somewhere in your back or your hip or your leg. It can be from scar tissue. They can be from old infections. So neuropathy is kind of a junk term. It just says the nerves aren't working well. Periphery means it's not in the central nervous system. It's not in your brain. It's way out, usually in your hands or your feet. Okay?
Okay, it's in my legs.
Yeah, and so the treatment depends on trying to figure out what's causing it.
I see.
You know? And okay, each form of neuropathy, each issue needs to be addressed individually.
Okay.
So some forms you can fix, and some forms you can't.
I see.
Right?
And what kind of doctor would you see for that? A neurologist or orthopod?
Well, I would start with a neurologist to see if they can tell you, you know, where your problem is. Now, if it turns out that you're getting, say, an intervertebral compression, you know, in your back, you're getting something squished and it's causing pain down your leg, well, then it would be the orthopod that would fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it turns out that, you know, you've got insulin resistance, perhaps you're not a diabetic as yet, but you have insulin resistance, which, by the way, the majority of Americans over 50 have, significant insulin resistance can cause peripheral neuropathies, in which case what we need to do is correct that insulin resistance as quickly and efficiently as possible. That's a job for longevity, not for the neurologist.
Good enough.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your input.
You're welcome. Bye, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm. No.
Thank you.
And I'm going to share a personal issue. A year or two ago, I started developing some numbness and tingling in my toes, left foot worse than right, but both feet. And I also had some low back pain. So I said, well, I wonder if this is being pinched in my back. And I went and saw a neurologist. He wasn't at all sure. But he said, you know, the shapes of your toes are often correlate with a genetic trait to develop peripheral neuropathies later in life.
Wow.
No, I shapes of your
I never knew toes had a shape.
Yes.
Are they talking length and, you know,
length and shape and the way they flex, something called a hammer toe.
Okay.
If you develop if you have hammer toes, you generally will have a high risk of a genetic trait that results in peripheral neuropathies in later life. So then I went to see Dan Nelson, and Dan said, well, I know you got this narrow spot in your spine too. You know, let's see if we fix that, if the neuropathy goes away. So he put in the Vertiflex. It opened up my intervertebral discs. My back pain went away. So he fixed my back pain.
Good.
The neuropathy on my left foot got better, but didn't go away. And it has gotten more dense on both feet, which makes me think it is indeed that genetic trait. So now...
what do you do now?
Now I'm on a mission to see what I can do to improve my nerve repair and function, despite whatever my genetic component is.
Okay.
And so, again, this is one of those things where Dr. Mixon wants to make his stem cells for his nerves as good as possible. And so one of the drugs I'm looking at very seriously, in fact, started last week, is called rapamycin, which actually increases the number of stem cells in your body and increases lifespan in every animal we've ever tried it in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I've just started on that. Now, the question with that drug is, what is the right dose? Well, nobody really knows. The usual dose is 1 or 2 milligrams a day. That is 30 to 60 milligrams a month. But for anti-aging, for extending lifespan in the animals, it turns out that you don't want to take it every day. You do better if you take it once a week.
Okay.
But you take the whole week's dose
in one day. Okay. Yeah.
And so you hit it with a big pulse, and then you give it time, and you hit it with another pulse, and you give it time. The question there is, what is the right dose? Well, in all the animal studies, the higher the dose, the better the impact on lifespan.
Okay.
But what constitutes a high enough dose?
Yeah.
We don't know. So again, this is a little bit of, you know, quasi self-experimentation.
Okay.
I'm looking at all the people in the world that have done it. I've looked at the medical literature. I've got, and it turns out a whole lot of the folks that are doing very aggressive anti-aging research, many of them are trying this on themselves too. So I'm not alone.
Okay. All right, you're being your own little guinea pig for trying to find out.
Me and a couple of hundred other
aging
research people. Yeah.
Okay, this is good. So we'll find out. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon. Here's that number to get through. Phone lines are wide open for you. 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes, but we did have a question from Marietta, she's off air, didn't want to go on the radio. That's okay. Wants to know about a cold medicine that you had mentioned probably last year. And she said it had zinc in it and you put it in your nose.
Yes.
It does sound familiar.
Yes, it is. And you get these at the drugstore. And Airborne has a brand of it. And they're basically just a zinc or zinc gluconate. A zinc containing compound, and it's just a nasal swab, and you just rub it in your nose. And hang on, let me see if I can
pull it up real quick here.
Hang on.
So it's actually like a swab that has the zinc in it.
Yeah.
And then you would use it once and then toss it, and then you'd have a new swab. So
yeah, and you get a package of, I don't know, a dozen or 15. Yeah, Zicam.
Zicam.
Zicam, that's the brand.
Okay, so Marietta, you're listening. Zicam is that cold medicine that you want to look for that is zinc, available in a swab form. Do you use the same swab for each nostril there, Dr. Mixon? Typically?
Yeah.
And then you toss it, and then you'll have a new swab. Yep. Okay. Zicam is what you're looking for. Hey, we're not done yet.
By the by, they've taken the zinc out.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turns out that when they were having the high concentrations of zinc, they were actually getting some nerve injuries in the nose.
Oh, okay.
So they've changed the formulation. So they keep the name Zicam, the Zicam from zinc, Z-I.
Okay.
But it doesn't contain zinc anymore.
Okay. Ooh, good to know. All right. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. We have